Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Welcome to episode 10. When I started, I wasn't even sure we'd get this far, so hooray, double digits. This week I'm thinking about anger, and for those of you who don't know my backstory, I took myself to anger management, and then in 2011 I started volunteering for a project to run courses for 16 to 25 year olds who were seeking anger management because it wasn't something that was otherwise provided in the city I was living. And I feel like that was where I started to understand sort of reinvention and redefinition sort of properly. So people would come and we would make a commitment at the beginning of the 6 weeks about why we were there, why we'd gone there. Some people were like, my probation officer told me I had to. And other people were like, I now have a child and I don't want them to grow up thinking this is normal. Or I want to make sure that they have a good experience and things like that. And the thing with anger, certainly growing up in the UK, is that we are taught that we're not to be angry. So whether that's you shouldn't feel that way, or whether it's you shouldn't act a certain way if you're feeling like it, we've kind of been trained to behave in this world so, like anger is a bad thing. Whereas on an evolutionary level, it's a very helpful, instinctive kind of process. So anger is there as a result of our brain processing information and deciding that something needs to change. It is a motivator for us to take action. And most of the problem that I find people have with anger is either the way they see it, so they're trying to never feel angry ever, which I think is impossible as a human being. It is part of our human experience. Or is not having somewhere to put it, not knowing what to do with it, because we're just told not to have it. We're not told, when you feel like this, try this. When you have anger, this is a way of dealing with it. We're not taught that because we're not meant to have it, according to society's standards. Or we're certainly not supposed to act out on it. Whereas, so I particularly work with people who feel driven to make a change. So whether that's they feel like they are meant for more, whether that's they are frustrated by something in the world and they feel that they can make a difference to it, I would say that the people I work with have an inner fire. But I could also say they have an inner rage or an inner anger or an inner fury. My desire to be a better version of myself comes from an anger that there is more than this and living shouldn't be so damn hard. So my drive for starting up every blog I've ever had, for doing every degree I've taken, has been to understand myself, to learn the skills, because I know there's more than this. Like, being yourself does not have to be so hard, and I believe that so fully. And the fact that we are not taught how to be ourselves, we aren't taught to stifle feelings we have, we are not taught how to manage our emotions and how to help ourselves, that makes me angry. And that's what's driven me for pretty much everything I've done in my life, has been an anger and a fury, and directing it has been the key for me. And a couple of weeks ago, I have a coach, Tiffany Hahn. I've mentioned her multiple times because she is my coach, she has been for years, and I learn a lot from her. And we were talking a little bit about kind of people pleasing. And she said that we are trained not to be angry. We are told that we need to make it go away rather than like to direct it, and therefore it burns us up inside. And that people have a concern, because we're taught that it's out of control, that it's bad, that if we let it out, it's gonna burn the whole world down. And she said, if we wake that dragon up, we're afraid it's never gonna go back in the box. That actually this world needs our dragons to be awake. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what she said. And it just hit me, it just made a bit of an impact, because everything I've ever done has been trying to help people connect with that inner fire. And I also, for those who don't know, I also write fantasy fiction, and I have used dragons as a metaphor for emotions before. So I have had characters where they have certain dragons inside them that are fear, are anxiety, are anger, that are the precursor and the metaphorical physical version of their feelings. So for her to word it like that really resonated with me. And I think when I did the anger management courses, that's where I learned about actually we can redefine how we are by how we talk to ourselves, by how we think about things, by how we perceive the world. If I don't perceive anger as a bad thing I should never feel and I need to stifle it, but here is a motivating force that is designed to help me take action and make change, that is part of my DNA and is a fuel for me. And all I need to do is direct it and make a bit of a commitment of what I will do with it. So I am more committed to being happy than being right. And that is a commitment that I learned in 2011 when I started doing the course. That was the main kind of theme of people who are coming to anger management, because usually if you get in an argument and you're getting angry, there is some sense of wanting to be right, and you can just decide, and it's not easy, but it's simple to decide, I am more committed to being happy than I am to being right in this particular argument. And being committed to changing things, to making a difference, to fueling that anger for something specific, is something that I just wish we were taught from childhood. I wish we were taught it in schools, because if you make a decision, make a commitment that actually when I'm getting frustrated, which again is a completely natural, normal human experience, and it is there to drive us. We feel angry when something feels unfair, when it seems like there's an injustice, when something doesn't match with our worldview and we want to make sure that things match up and make sense and that we do understand them correctly. Those are the things where we feel anger. You know, if you're feeling angry because someone said something about your family, it's a sense of unfairness. It's a sense of there's a threat here. It's a sense of there's a threat to how I believe the world should be. And any threat will bring up that anger, but it's there too. Fuel us and motivate us to take action. You know, it's one of the biggest motivating drivers in our life. And if we don't think of it as an evil thing or a bad thing or something out of our control, then I actually think anger can be one of the most useful tools in our life. If you know what makes you mad, if you know what pisses you off, if you know what frustrates you, and you then take action to make a difference in those areas, as far as I'm concerned, that's what life purpose is. So if you are looking to let your dragon out, I have a couple of brief tips. So one is to make a commitment to be clear on what it is you want. So for me, that's around mental health. It's around anger and emotional management. My master's dissertation was around how does our body process things when we experience emotions and when we see other people have emotions. So that is something I'm very passionate about, but also around well-being and around purpose and around that inner fire, and that there is nothing wrong with you for wanting things to be different. We as humans are a species that, yes, we don't like change because we're always trying to kind of stay in that equilibrium, but also we are a species that thrives on growth. And that's something that is a struggle and is a balance, and it's something we aren't taught how to do. So if you're wanting to kind of explore that more. Make a commitment of where you are putting your anger. Say for me, it's around mental health, it's around well-being, it's around sense of purpose, it's around that fire, that fury, that bravery, courage, whatever you want to call it. If you are feeling peed off at something and you are willing to work for it, I think that if we direct our fire, we can stop it from burning ourselves up and burning the forest around us, as it were. If you're looking to make progress with the sense of anger, then make a list. Someone worded it in the group coaching call as making a list of tiny acts of resistance. And then they reframed it and said, or I guess integrity. So yes, if I am writing to my MP, if I am working with Mental Health Foundation on a campaign, if I am writing a blog post on Medium about my experiences, I am resisting the, you mustn't talk about this, anger is bad, you know, I am resisting all of the social conditioning, but I'm being integral to my beliefs and what I am here to do. So make a list of those tiny acts, the things that maybe don't need to change the world tomorrow, but make you feel like you're making progress and give you a direction for that anger so it doesn't eat you up inside. The other thing that I always like to tell people is the idea of physically shaking your body. So although we often think of ourselves as different from animals, we do share a lot of the same brain structure as animals. And when dogs or cats or lions or wolves, when animals are, particularly mammals, are agitated or angry or fearful, once that goes away, the trigger for that is gone and they can relax, they shake their body. I've seen my cats do this. They stretch out and then kind of wiggle every bit of their body. Dogs do this. I'm aware that when I watch nature documentaries, kind of lions and wolves and things, when they've had a hunt or when they've been chased by something like a bear, they shake off afterwards. And it is something that I think instinctually tells the brain, the body then tells the brain, we're safe now, we're shaking all this anxiety out, we don't need this adrenaline anymore, it's okay, we're safe, you can relax now. So if you are struggling with that sense of agitation, of anger, of irritability, of frustration, of anxiety, dance to your favourite song for 3 minutes. Like, go to the loo and just shake your body, I don't know. But actually, physiologically, slowing your breathing down, so perhaps breathing out for half a second more than you breathe in, for example. I did go through one of the previous forms of breathing in one of the last episodes. I'll link to that below in the show notes. But otherwise, just shake your body out. Just tells your brain to stop overthinking, pumping out all the adrenaline and the different neurochemicals that are designed to keep you moving. Actually, just shaking it out can have an amazing response, considering it's something so simple and we're not taught to do it. Like, I really wish we were taught this stuff in school. I'm so angry that we're not taught how to use the basic understanding of our own neuroscience to manage our emotions. But yeah, but those are my kind of three kind of points, I guess. So if you're feeling angry, it's fine. Commit to, like, direct it somewhere. That's my kind of biggest tip. Make a list of tiny acts of resistance and steps you can take to direct it. And then decide that you're going to do one a month or one a week, or decide that when you're feeling angry, you're going to journal it out, all the things you want to say, and kind of get it out of yourself, get it out of your body. And again, move, shake, breathe, dance. Get your body into a relaxed state so that you can take that action without getting further agitated or aggravated. Because it's natural and normal for us to do that. Equally, in this world where we are taught not to be angry and how we train to behave, if we want to avoid the consequences of the social norms, then that's one way, a simple way, as it were. It's not easy, but it's simple to kind of manage that emotion, because it's okay to let your dragon out. And in fact, I'm 100% on Tiffany Hunt's side that the world needs our dragons to be woken up right now. Thanks very much for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts about all of this, anger, dragons, well-being. If you have any tips for managing anger, I would love to hear them, and there'll be a link in the description for the show notes for this, and there's a comment section in there. And otherwise, I hope that you have a stress-free, COVID-free week, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care, remember, you are more capable than you often realise, and I'll see you next time. Bye.